Hello.
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. May I please speak with Cherry Jim?
This is she.
I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
And where is the survey coming from?
National Opinion Surveys is a national public opinion research company. The survey is mainly about education in the nation in general, the quality of public schools, and also about the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices. Will you have a few minutes to participate? Okay, thank you so much for your help. So to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll vote.
Definitely or just probably?
Definitely.
And can you please tell us what is your age to make sure we have a representative sample?
56.
Thank you. And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other race not listed here?
African American, Black.
Thank you. And thinking about the directions the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
As the current office?
In general, the country.
In general, I'm very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. And now I'd like to rate your feelings toward some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very unfavorable, and 50, that you don't feel particularly warm or cold, okay? And you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, just let me know, okay? The first one, public schools, from 0 to 100. How would you rate public schools?
0.
0. Woke culture or woke ISM? How would you rate woke culture, from 0 to 100?
0.
Moms for Liberty, from 0 to 100?
What is that?
If you don't recognize the organization, it's not a problem. If you have never heard of Moms of Liberty.
Okay, never heard of it. Moms of Liberty?
For Liberty.
Okay.
For Liberty.
Oh, okay.
No?
Yeah, I never heard
of it. No? Okay. The next one, the U.S. Department of Education, from 0 to 100.
0.
Joe Biden, from 0 to 100, how will you rate him?
Negative.
From 0 to 100, 0 is very unfavorable. Which number?
Well, if I have to, it's 0.
Okay. The next one, the National Education Association, or NEA.
0.
Public school teachers, from 0 to 100. Public
0.
School teachers. Okay.
0.
The next one, Donald Trump. How would you rate him?
Oh, my gosh. I'd rate him probably at 101.
Okay. And what about charter schools in general? Charter schools.
Charter schools, probably at a 1.
1, okay. And generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good,
0.
Just fair, or poor?
4.
And next, would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students? Do you think public schools much better? Public schools somewhat better? Charter schools somewhat better, or charter schools much better?
Charter schools somewhat better.
Somewhat better. And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time and for your interest. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students. 5 means that it's somewhat important, and 0 means it's not at all important for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. The first topic is our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting. From 0 to 10, how important? Okay. The next one, truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad. From 0 to 10.
10.
How important, okay? Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting. From 0 to 10?
10.
Embrace American values and be proud American citizen. From 0 to 10?
10.
Help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market. From 0 to 10?
10.
How important, okay? And the last one, become more organized and have a structure. How important?
About a 5.
Okay. And now we're 70% of the survey. Again, thank you for your time. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough on public school education? What do you think?
Not enough. Not enough at all.
And have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years, yes or no?
Yes.
And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Too much.
Okay. And as you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? And is that strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree? Hello?
Is banning it political?
Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Disagree.
Strongly disagree or just somewhat?
Strongly disagree.
And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay. And now please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Just 3. The first one, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Strongly agree with that? Someone agree, someone disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Agree.
Just somewhat? Not strongly?
Yeah, just somewhat. Okay. Somewhat agree.
The last 2, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Can you repeat that again?
Yeah, no problem. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Strongly disagree.
And the last one, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable.
Strongly agree.
And now I'm going to review a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools, and please tell me whether you support or oppose it. Just 5. The first one is adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum. Would you strongly support that? Somewhat support,
no.
Somewhat oppose, but strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose.
The next one, making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Support or oppose it?
Opposed.
Strongly opposed or just somewhat?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat. Then next one, increasing discipline in school.
Increasing what?
Discipline in school. Strongly support that? Somewhat support?
I strongly support.
Okay. The next one, giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school.
Strongly agree.
And the last one, protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly opposed. And now we're 85% of the survey. We're almost done, really. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contribution and accomplishment of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public schools curriculum? Strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay. And this is basically the last part. I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. And please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you find it very convincing argument. 5 means it's somewhat convincing argument. And 0 means it is not at all convincing argument. Okay? Just 3. The first one, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So, when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that argument?
I don't agree, or would it be a 0 if I'm against it?
Yeah, 0 is not at all convincing. Yes.
Okay, 0, no.
0, okay. The last two, working for diverse classroom and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that? Somewhat convincing, okay? And the last one. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It will be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter, so teachers should decide what to include in their school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
0.
0, not at all, okay. And finally, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you again. Tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Just 2. The first one, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
And the last one, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. And as we conclude the survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes only, and we are done. Can you please tell me what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year?
Yeah, like 1 to 11th grade, high school, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate.
Yes, a college graduate.
Okay, thank you. And which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else?
More like an independent.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
Yes, I do. I have 8, which I find surprisingly weird because I've been fighting with my public school today. And for you to call and ask, of this survey is kind of weird.
Yeah, I understand. But can you please tell me which of the following describes your child or children's school? It's public school, charter school, private school, or homeschool?
Sadly, public.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Okay. And for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide, does that apply to you or no? Okay.
No.
And is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does that apply to you or someone in your household or not?
Someone in the household.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time and for your kindness to help us. And your opinion is extremely important for us. And again, thank you for your help and have a great evening.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.